This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. About to start evaluating those guns right now. And it is Wednesday, so we're going to hear about the world according to our Bullist Quarrel. So that means we're joined by Roger Katz, Stephen D'Andrilli. Good evening, guys.
Good evening, Bill.
Good evening.
So, what is the world like according to our Bullist Quarrel today?
Well, Bill, we know that there are a number of very important and pressing issues that we are facing, especially today. But what we would like to do is start on one that we feel is or should be the most important thing to all law-abiding gun owners. And that's something that will allow us to protect ourselves with a firearm when we choose, everywhere we choose to be, in the United States and U.S. territories. So let me begin by giving a little background. A few days ago, we published an article on National Concealed Handgun Carry Reciprocity. We made it clear that although the bill, which is known as H.R. 38, a bill that passed in the House in 2017, was in jeopardy, it could still possibly pass in the Senate, and it could still allow President Trump, who promised his support for the Second Amendment in his campaign while he was running for office, and has kept most of his promises to this day when he could, that he would sign National Handgun Carry if it came on his desk. He would sign the bill. He was waiting for this bill. Now, this is not the first time that we talked about it, that we wrote about it. We've mentioned this many times on your show, as you know, and we've published articles, several articles on this subject over the past months. So this is not new to us. We've been alerting people to this bill and to the importance of its support and passage. But now we find ourselves under pressure to avoid having the bill die in the Senate. And in essence, Bill, this is our, you could say, last call to action. We don't want it to be a negative call, because we have, over the last few days, been getting a lot done and getting a lot of people out there on board. And we'd like to keep that wind in the sail going. And that's what we'd like to talk about a little bit tonight, because a little more than a half hour ago, we just published our new article on the Obelisk Quarrel. And with that new article, we included a copy of a letter that I personally wrote to Vice President Pence, who I had the honor and privilege of meeting twice and having had two wonderful discussions with him when he was governor. And I urged him to ask President Trump in my letter to call upon Senator Mitch McConnell and get this bill to a vote and try and get it passed. And we included that letter, which we are going to send out to Freddie at Ameland and Dan at Truth About Guns and every other organization, pro-Second Amendment organization, and every possible respectable news source and social media source that we can, to ask that if you do nothing but make one call or two calls or send a text to the phone number that we provide, you can make a difference. Now, this is not to say that we're not aware of a very important case that's in the Ninth Circuit Court, and Bill, you might want to talk about that with Roger a little bit in the program, Young versus the state of Hawaii, that might actually make it to the United States Supreme Court. And we're also not saying that we're not aware of the importance of having President Trump's nominees to the Supreme, not only this, well, the Supreme Court. We're waiting for two more vacancies, hopefully, but at least the circuit and district courts and courts of appeal approved by the Senate and nominated. That's important as well. But we do want to focus on, we have a little more than 2 weeks, and it is possible, if everyone does their job, that national handgun carry can be realized.
Well, if everybody does their job, that would be in the Senate, yeah.
Well, I mean, every American that owns a gun, that believes in his or her individual right of self-defense with a firearm, if every one of us, there's got to be 100 million of us out there, if we just took 1 minute to make a phone call and urge that this bill be heard in the Senate, and then whatever happens, happens, we could look in the mirror and say, you know what? We did something, and maybe it will make a difference, and maybe it won't. But I'd like to be able to look in the mirror and say, I've done everything I can. And I don't think that's too much to ask. Again, Ameland and Truth About Guns, you, other sources, NRA, et cetera, if everyone stepped up to the plate, I think it's possible to see this bill pass.
Well, I got told something one time in 2010 when the Tea Party was very, very strong and everything. And they were very, very successful that year, too. I'm sure they were more successful than they could have ever wildly imagined they would be. But after that was done, I was asking this consultant why I was calling around looking for people to speak with. And he told me that everybody was taking time off because they were tired from the election. And I kind of fear that right now everybody's tired from the election, which I don't really get that because, I don't think most people think we're locked in ideological combat. I think a very good portion of America is completely apolitical. So, they're the ones that are going to wake up one day and say, wait a minute, when did this become illegal?
Well, we have that. Roger and I have that conversation often. We're not in favor of any restrictions on firearms that make sense. I mean, I believe that you should have the right to own any kind of firearm that you wish to own, including a machine gun if it was legal. As long as you are responsible and law abiding and take care of that responsibility with training, right, et cetera.
We're about to head into break. So let's pick this up on the other side. Arbalest Quarrel. You can find their stuff at arbalestquarrel.com. They are now at featured writers at ammoland.com and now at thetruthaboutguns.com as well. In addition to showing up here on Wednesday, where we examine the world according to them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Arbalest Quarrel about the world, according to Arbalest Quarrel and everything else, trying in the last little bit of the legislative session to help do their part to push concealed carry reciprocity over the finish line. Who is taking the lead now, fellows?
Who is taking the lead, Stephen? Well, let me just very briefly finish the point that I was making before the break. And in reference to Bill, what you said, I personally, and I'm not going to speak on behalf of Roger, although I bet he believes in the same thing I do. But I don't believe in smart guns as an answer. I certainly am not in favor of micro stamping. I certainly believe that law-abiding, responsible, trained citizen has the right to own, carry, use semi-automatic firearms with large capacity magazines, et cetera, et cetera. But the most important thing to me, and that I think to any gun owner, is the issue that we're talking about now, national carry concealed handgun reciprocity, because that and only that gives us the right to carry a firearm, a handgun, concealed on our person in the state in which we reside and any other state or U.S. territory for the purpose of self-defense. Because all now, these other things won't matter if you're not alive.
Well, now, there is one thing to consider. Now, maybe not so much for you, Stephen, but for Roger and for me, like my concealed carry permit, I think, has 34 states that recognize it. So I almost have national reciprocity to a certain degree.
Except for the states that you probably need them most, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, Chicago, California cities. So, you know what? It's not right. And Roger, I don't want to cut into Roger's time because Roger, as our eloquent attorney and good friend, knows the legal part of this as well. I think it's illegal for the government to not allow a citizen to be able to defend him or herself in all states. The right to carry should not have state borders. Roger?
Yeah, well, picking up on a point that Bill made, it is true that several states do have recognized reciprocity with sister states. One thing that I guess Bill is not mentioning, though, and I think he would certainly agree with me, and I'm sure many listeners would, is the amount of effort, the work, not to mention the money involved in with a lot of states having a number of different licenses. It depends how the reciprocity is worded and to what extent one license in one state is in fact recognized in the other. Clearly, we need some uniformity. And I think the best way to do that is through some federal legislation. I know that many, many months ago, when we were first writing on this, and I realized that we had been talking about the National Handgun Carry Reciprocity going back to January of 2017, when the bill was actually taken up by the House. And so we're talking about almost 2 years ago. And what I was concerned about and what I'm sure many of your listeners are concerned about is the fact that with getting the federal government to put its imprimatur on this is to suggest ultimately that, well, the federal government is basically extending the privilege of an individual to carry a firearm for self-defense across state lines as part of the Commerce Clause, giving them the authority to regulate interstate commerce. When we take that tack, though, we really don't want to say that our fundamental rights and liberties really come under the rubric of federal legislation. What I would like to see in this national handgun carry reciprocity is merely an acquiescence, basically, by the federal government, a recognition of the fact that the founders, when they codified the natural and fundamental right of the people to keep and bear arms, did not expect to have all these restraints and differences between the many states, that this particular right should be uniform and should be understood as a basic right among all the states. And with that, I think with the National Handgun Carry Reciprocity, it is pretty much with that understanding. And I would agree with Bill. I'm sure that people are tired. It's the end of the year. People are looking forward to the Christmas. They want to take it easy. But look, we're in a lame duck session. It'd be a different story if the if the Republicans held a majority in the House. But that's not going to be the case at all. Not only that, we have such a radical element that's coming into the House from with the Democrats. This will be the first time that I could think of going back maybe to the 20s or 30s when the Communist Party had a pretty big membership among the populace. But this would be, I think, the first time that we actually see socialists and communists having representing, supposedly representing the people. And we know that they have a virulent antipathy toward the Second Amendment. Actually,
let me get you to hold right there. The antipathy towards the Second Amendment as we head into the next break. ArborlessQuarrel.com, that's where you find most of their stuff. But also at AmmoLand and now at The Truth About Guns as they continue to extend outward. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with senators today to discuss reports that the Saudi Arabian Crown Prince is connected to the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. After the meeting, Pompeo was asked by reporters again if there's any connection.
There is no direct reporting connecting the Crown Prince to the orders of murders involved in the shooting. That's all I can say.
House Republicans remain in the majority for the rest of the congressional year. Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy from California says they do have a few bills that need to get passed, and funding for the southern border wall is also something that needs to be done.
We've seen what is happening along the southern border. We know we need security down there. I think this is a place that the election is over. I hope the Democrats could find a way now to put politics aside, to actually put people before politics.
Today, the Dow was up 617 points to close the day at 25,366. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. So, we were talking about the lack of caring about the Second Amendment there, Roger. Would you care to finish that thought? Yep.
I think we could dispense with any of these individuals and their antipathy toward the Bill of Rights and this country. I would like to hope or think that these people, this is just a bizarre moment in our history, and that at some point Americans will come to their senses and realize that having socialists and communists in the Capitol is not going to benefit a free republic and a free people for the future. And I think that perhaps when we see how they operate, then the public will come to its senses. In the same way that having Obama as president
the public could see that this guy was all smooth talk, but was doing nothing on behalf of protecting this nation, its people, upholding our sacred rights and liberties. And it was for that very reason that we now have Donald Trump, and rightfully so, even though there's a few people that kick about it, and probably fewer people than the media would let on. What we read in the media would suggest that, the support and the movement toward the left is as extreme as and as pervasive and prevalent as the media would like the public to think. But like I say, I think this is an aberration, and at some point it'll pass. One thing I do want to point out, though, getting back to what I had said, in the last segment last week, about the fact that the judiciary is political. Let's not think for a moment that it isn't. Trump is absolutely right about that. The very fact that it was created through the Constitution, it's no less political in Article 3 than Congress is in the powers and authority that it has. As set forth in Article 1, and the power and authority that the president has as set forth in Article 2. But what becomes of the nuances that we see in the cases that are going up to the Supreme Court, especially on the Second Amendment? As Stephen had just brought my attention to the Young case, and I was taking a look at it briefly during the station break. I find it a bit odd. Remember that in the Peruta case, the Ninth Circuit said that no individual in California, at least, has a right to carry a firearm concealed for self-defense.
Right, and, but with Young, what Young did is he wants to be able to carry everything the cops carry. He wants to be able to carry tasers, stun guns, mace, CS. He wants to be able to carry concealed and or in the open. And he actually has taken a case there. Instead of them just saying, well, I want a concealed carry permit and I couldn't get one, which always leaves holes in it, he wants everything. So they have ruled, like you said, with Peruta, which that happened pre-election. They have ruled with Peruta to where there is no right to concealed carry. That's true. But now this opens the very possibility that this is going to discover a constitutional right to carry out in the open, which has always been pretty much the case. But, you know.
And that's pretty bizarre, too. How would that factor in with a national handgun reciprocity, which is essentially concealed? I mean, the idea for an individual to carry openly is I always thought a bit ridiculous. I don't even know how prevalent it was in the Old West.
Well, I mean, there's 44 states that have open carry provisions in the United States today.
Yeah, that's true, and Ohio is one of them.
Right.
But we also have concealed carry, and the fact of the matter is that people, when they get a permit to carry, the license is to carry concealed. The idea is you don't want to advertise yourself either to the public or to the police. And that's why I find this a bit anomalous. I have to take a close look at the case. And it wasn't unanimous. There was a dissent there. And apparently the fact that the case is going to be taken up by the full Ninth Circuit, it'll be very interesting to see where they go with this. But whether the Ninth Circuit, the en banc Ninth Circuit affirms or not, one side or the other is going to take this up to the Supreme Court. And it's just a matter of time now.
Let's look at what happened in Washington State. Not Washington State, Washington, D.C. They appealed it as far as they could in the district. Mm-hmm. And then it was going to have to go to the Supreme Court, I think, pre-Gorsuch. And everybody and their brother, New York, California, all these anti-gun states were calling them up and saying, do not appeal any further. And the district became a shall issue area. Mm-hmm. And if they, if in bank they don't fine for Hawaii, it'd be sort of foolish for them to go ahead and appeal it all the way to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, it's an interesting point you raised. Where it comes to the Second Amendment, if it's going to be a decision that tends to strengthen the Second Amendment, the District of Columbia or the Ninth Circuit would just as soon have a limitation in their own bailiwicks. But when it comes to immigration and the travel ban, it's really incredible how far they would like to extend the authority of the judiciary. Thomas was absolutely right when he took to task the Ninth Circuit for and the District Court for having these nationwide injunctions against the president. But in any event, I think that with Kavanaugh on the bench, at some point we are going to see an expansion, call it political. In fact, it'll be very interesting because as soon as Kavanaugh, let's say there is a majority opinion.
Let me get you a hold there as soon as Kavanaugh. I want to hear what you have to say with that. We're coming up on the last break. ArbalistQuarrel.com, that's where you can find the articles that they write. In addition to them being posted at Ammoland.com and now at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. So they are the domain spreads. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out. We are talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel as we attempt to negotiate the... It's really quite more complicated than it should be, isn't it? I mean, it should be actually sort of cut and dry, especially with the Heller decision in place. But, Roger, you were... do you want to finish what your thought was before we went to break?
Sure, was talking about the politics involved in the decisions of the Supreme Court, and of course in the courts around the country. You don't get around that. And just the other day, I was reading in the New York Times. There was another article about the retired Justice John Paul Stevens. And he's coming out with another book. And in the article, though, he made very clear his belief that Heller was wrongly decided. And we saw just how far his own antipathy has gone when he wrote his first book, suggesting that the Second Amendment be redrafted.
Is he actually for a constitutional convention for that?
I don't think he really said, and I don't think, as far as he's concerned, it really would matter whether it's a national convention, whether it's a Congress itself. He would just like to see it done.
But I mean, that's the process, right? That's the way the process.
Well, yeah, that is the process. But yeah. The fact is that his will, his belief he wouldn't say it in a dissent, but in a book he would. Well, let's just say that if Scalia is right, if the majority is right, then let's rewrite the Constitution and make it very clear that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed so long as they are serving in a militia, which is absurd. And of course, as Scalia also mentioned, that if that's really the purport of the Second Amendment, then you might as well just get rid of it altogether, because the right of the states, the sovereignty of the states, as against the federal government, that's always going to be dealt with in the 10th Amendment. And we don't have to worry about individual rights to keep and bear arms at all. But what was interesting about the article is the fact that Stevens himself had talked about the politics involved in the Hiller decision. Scalia probably wanted to go further. He has no love of these states that basically test just how far they can go to restrain and restrict the Second Amendment. We see as much what they're doing now with the First Amendment. But the fact is that in order to get people like Robert and to get Kennedy on board, it was really, really necessary to put something in the majority decision that would indicate that, well, yes, the states do really have a right to regulate, and we're not going to say that they can't. In fact, at the very end of the Heller decision, Scalia, writing for the majority, says, "We are aware of the problem of handgun violence in the country. We take it seriously. The concerns raised by the many friends of the court who believe that prohibition of handgun ownership is the solution. The Constitution leaves the District of Columbia a variety of tools for combating that problem, including some measures regulating handguns." But that's as far as he would go. And apparently that was sufficient for Kennedy and for Roberts to go along with the majority decision. Otherwise, they would have gone with the dissent, and the decision of the District of Columbia, District of Columbia Circuit Court of Appeals, would have been affirmed, and that's where we would be. But he did add, but the enshrinement of constitutional rights necessarily takes certain policy choices off the table. These include the absolute prohibition of handguns held and used for self-defense in the home. The other thing he said in the paragraph before, in some we hold that the district's ban on handgun possession in the home violates the Second Amendment, as does its prohibition against rendering any lawful firearm in the home operable for the purpose of immediate self-defense. And you recall, I think it was prior to Peruta, maybe within a year or so before, California, the county and city of San Francisco, came right out and said that handguns must be disabled when they're in the home. And apparently, the circuit court, it's mind-boggling, because it was a whole, apart from the fact that the right to keep and bear arms is an individual right specifically, undeniably, categorically stated in Heller once and for all. But the court...
Excuse me, Roger.
Yeah.
Roger, may I just have a word in there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Before we...
you got 3 minutes.
Break.
No, we've been to the final break. We're going.
No. I'll do it in less and let Roger finish. I believe that passage of this carry reciprocity bill will alleviate all of these problems that we're talking about. And I just wanted to say before, because you guys were saying that people are getting tired. So let me just, please, before everyone that's listening gets too tired and decides to go to bed, may I please suggest something very simple?
will you please just make 3 phone calls or text messages to Senator McConnell, to Senator Grassley, and to President Trump at the White House? Obviously, you're not going to get all of them on the phone, although you may. In one case, Grassley did answer. You're not going to talk to the president, but you will actually get through on the numbers that we published in our article and that you can find either on the Obelisk Quarrel, or you could find these numbers on Hamelland or The Truth About Guns. The last two articles that we just published within the last few days and one just an hour ago have these phone numbers. Please call these numbers and just say very simply, please pass National Concealed Handgun Carry Reciprocity now. That's it. Before you get too tired.
Well, you'll have to leave a voicemail.
Any time left?
Do we even know what the Senate bill is called?
The Senate had its own bill. It's true. But the Senate and the House had several bills, and they pretty much all say the same thing. So it really doesn't require a conference markup going back to the House. All the Senate has to do is just take the House bill as it's written, take it to the floor, let a quick debate take place, and have a roll call vote, a voice roll call vote, and that's it. And get the bill onto the desk of President Trump before the Christmas break.
Would that require 60 votes?
I'm sorry?
Well, we'll have to talk about that another time. Wouldn't that require 60 votes, though? That would be my question.
It may be, but the point is that there are some Democrats, I think, that may possibly vote for this. You never know. If they're in a red state again, they might do that. Not all right. Democrats are antithetical to it.
We are running out of time, so we will pick that up again the next time. ArbalistQuarrel.com. Thank you, fellas. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.